This is Suno India Production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
Hello, this is Aisha Fatima reporting for this episode of the Suno India Show. In this episode, we try to understand addiction, be it alcohol or drugs. In 2019, the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment and the National Drug Dependence Treatment Center released a report called National Survey on Extent and Pattern of Substance Abuse. At the national level, an estimated 2.9 crore of people in India are dependent on alcohol. About 25 lakh Indians are dependent on cannabis such as charas, ganja, and 20 lakh Indians are dependent on opioid substances such as heroin. In this episode, we hear the voices behind these numbers. What makes some of us susceptible to addiction? What do the addicts of their loved ones have to say about it? And what does the long journey of sobriety look like? I spoke to a former government employee who speaks in Urdu, Suresh, who is a counselor now speaking in English and the sister of an alcoholic. I also spoke to a de-addiction therapist and a psychiatrist who work with addicts.
So when I was in my 8th standard, in the year 1994, I took my first drink. Just out of curiosity, I had it. Mm-hmm. And basically, I am a very introvert person. But after consuming, I lost all my inhibitions and I became more expressive. That feeling I liked very much. And I liked that personality that I got after drinking. So I started liking that false Suresh, which is actually not in reality. But I wanted that Suresh time and again. So I went on drinking again and again from that time. Whenever I got a chance to drink, whenever I had holiday, I used to go city outskirts and I used to drink. This is how it started.
This phase in an alcoholic's life feels very familiar. V. Gideon is a de-addiction therapist and is the director of Living Sober Rehab, a de-addiction center in Hyderabad.
Slowly after using, initial stages, psychologically a person will start believing that the drug of choice is making them feel happy. Because of the pleasurable moments, the person wants to do it again and again. They will start believing that this drug makes me feel happy, this drug is giving me energy. Some people also feel that this drug is helping me to function normal daily life also. Some people feel that this drug is helping me to give new creative thoughts.
Suresh too was very comfortable and functioning well at the time.
So when I was studying, I was occupied for the day. So I didn't think of drinking much at that time. But in the year 99, I had got some financial freedom. So I was working and there was no problem for finances. So, and when I started drinking, there was prohibition in AP. That was, at the time it was AP, not Telangana. So there was prohibition and we could not get the liquor or whatever this thing. So I got the financial freedom, and in the year 1919 the prohibition was lifted and there was easy access to alcohol. So I started drinking regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the daytime. I used to hate people who drink in the daytime. I never had in the daytime from 1999 to 2003. I used to drink regularly. But there was no behavioral disorder. I was very much in my senses.
The major turnaround happened in 2003.
In the second half of 2003, I had blackouts. It's a temporary loss of memory. Because of heavy consumption of alcohol, people will not know what is happening with them. When they don't know what is happening with them, there is no possibility to remember it. You know what is happening, then only you can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple of blackouts that led to a lot of damage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to talk whatever comes to my mouth, abuse people around me. Sometimes I used to become violent. my family has never seen such personality in me, such type of person in me. So when I got to know from my family members that I behaved in such a way, I could not believe it. Mm-hmm. But later on, others also told me that I behaved in such a way. So in the state of mind, I drank again to forget that. I wanted that personality which I was getting after drinking. Mm-hmm. Because without that alcohol, I have so many inhibitions. I could not express much. I could not mingle with people much. I could not socialize. I wanted to do all these things, but something was blocking me and stopping me.
I see.
So when I drink, no, I lose all these inhibitions. I can do what I feel like. I feel like I own this world. I can dictate terms. People will listen to me. I can write the own script about my life. This is what I used to feel when I was under the influence of alcohol.
When you decided to leave it?
Actually, I never thought of leaving it because I could not imagine myself without drinking. So in the year 2005, I was admitted into rehabilitation by my family. So that means after 11 years after I started my drinking, my family could not take what I was giving them, how I was behaving. I was quarreling with friends. I was creating a lot of mess in my colony. I didn't allow my family to work. I didn't allow my family to sleep well. They called all my relatives. They made me talk to them. They made them talk to me, but I never listened to them. I was going according to my will. So my family thought, now it's high time. Now we could not take it anymore. And they had put me in a rehab. And they told me that you have to stay there for 3 months and you will not be allowed to go outside. But initially, I retaliated. I didn't want to go. But later on, when I introspected, I thought, yeah, something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
I am disturbing my family. There was a lot of guilt and shame, and that guilt was really killing me. So I wanted to do something about this problem. But at that time, I didn't think of quitting the alcohol. Mm. I wanted to do something about it, but it's not quitting it.
Mm.
Maybe I was thinking that in the initial days, I didn't have any problem with alcohol. So I thought I can go back to that initial stage again. But later on, I understood that that initial stage will never come back. I was very much in a joyful state or blissful state when I was a small kid in the school. Mm-hmm. Now I can't go back to that stage, no, madam. However much I try, I can't go back to that school age.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, you cannot go back to the initial days of drinking period. That I discovered later on.
One of the questions I had was, why do some people become addicts? I asked Dr. Lakshman Sudhir Gandham, who is a consultant psychiatrist at Kadambam Hospital, Hyderabad.
There are many factors here to consider. One is the genetics, the genetic predisposition of an individual. Again, there could be family history of addictions in the family. And also a person's vulnerability to reach out to substances as a coping mechanism, coping for stress, or it can be used to help with sleep. Alcohol, for example, can be used for sleep.
मैं एक औसत दर्जे का गवर्नमेंट मुलाजिम था. दोस्तों के साथ शौकिया कभी कभार शराब पी लिया करता था, मगर ये शौक़ को दिनों बाद तेज़ हो गया, क्योंकि मेरी बीवी सख्त बीमार हो जाने के वजह से मैं बिल्कुल तन्हा हो गया था, और तन्हाई को की वजह से आदत में तब्दीली आ हो गई, और जो है ना, इसी वजह से वो एक आदत बन गई और जिस्म को इसकी ज़रूरत ज़रूरी हो गई. लेकिन कुछ दिनों बाद जब सेहत ख़राब होना शुरू हुई, तो ऐसा लगा कि ज़रूरत मौत की करीब ले जा रही है, और आराम की बजाय तकलीफ़ में इजाफा होने लगा. कोई ट्रीटमेंट नहीं लिया शराब छोड़ने के लिए, मगर बस अचानक दिल में इरादा किया और एकदम छोड़ दिया. छोड़ने के बाद कोई तकलीफ नहीं हुई. इसके बाद जब भी शराब की बू आती तो मुझे ख़राब लगता और नफ़रत होने लगी. यानी यही मैंने जाना कि अगर इंसान इरादा पुख्ता कर ले तो कोई चीज़ जब चाहे जब हासिल कर ले सकता है। इसके लिए कोई दवा की या किसी के मशवरे की ज़रूरत नहीं होती। ह्यूमन डिसीशन इज ए बेस्ट ट्रीटमेंट।
दिस इज द वॉइस ऑफ एन एडिक्ट हु यूज्ड टू बी अ गवर्नमेंट सर्वेंट। ही सेज ही क्विट अल्कोहल बाय शियर विल पावर, बट दैट इज नॉट यूजुअली द एक्सपीरियंस फॉर मोस्ट एडिक्ट्स। Relapse like addiction itself is not a sign of weakness, but like any chronic illnesses, it is hard on caregivers. I spoke to Samina, whose brother is an addict, for whom the addiction treatments that he got did not work.
Assalamu alaikum. Mere bhai ka naam Muhammad hai. Main unki bhain baat kar rahi hu. Samina. Kya bolte so mere bhai bahut peete the. Abhi bhi peete suno. Nahi peete. ऐसा पी लेना, सो जाना, आना, खाना खाए तो खाते, नहीं तो सो जाते।
छूट गया उनका?
नहीं छूटा। अब हमला दवा डाले थे उनको, इससे पहले दवा खा के उन्होंने उल्टियाँ कर लिए थे। फिर उन लोग बोले नको पूरा ऐसा कुछ तो भी हो जाता नहीं पिए तो। पीने वाले इंसान हर हमेशा पीना, अगर छोड़ दिए तो तबीयत खराब हो जाती भैया। मगर पिए तो हमारे सही रहते, नहीं पिए तो एकदम ऐसा घबरा पना करते, कैसा किस करते, सो जाते।
Samina's brother goes through severe withdrawal symptoms whenever he stops drinking. Withdrawal symptoms differ according to the kind of substance one is addicted to. It can range from anxiety, insomnia, muscle cramps, sweating, tremors, nausea to hallucinations. Many addicts suffer severe withdrawal during COVID lockdown when the drug of choice was not available. This is one of the reasons why quitting any kind of addictive substance is so hard.
When someone tries to stop using drugs, the strong associations between drugs and related cues and new or ongoing experiences of stress may lead them to experience cravings and use drugs again. Returning to use after stopping or relapse is not uncommon, and like addiction itself, it's not a sign of weakness.
This audio is taken from a video made by the UK's National Health Services. Now, because this disease is relapse prone, Mr. Gideon says that work on de-addiction is lifelong.
Definitely, there are lakhs of people around the world, millions of people around the world coming out of this dependency. Mm-hmm. They are doing very well. But this is also known as a highly relapse prone disease. If a person cannot handle himself, overcoming his triggers, overcoming his vulnerable areas, overcoming his cravings, the person can fall back. So this is called as a maintenance program. Lifelong, a person who has this addiction problem has to work on their emotions, work on their triggers, work on their situations, which can lead him to drug addiction.
Suresh recalls the first time he went to rehab.
After my first admission, I was there and they did the program very well. So, but I gained only bookish knowledge. There will be literature in the rehabilitation center. In that literature, that book is like a mirror to us. So I gained all the bookish knowledge in that 3 months period of time. And I thought that by gaining that bookish knowledge, I can face the world. But when I went and faced the reality, it was completely 360 degrees opposite. And everything what I thought didn't happen. And people who get discharged from the rehab, they expect a red carpet welcome from their family, which never happened. They think that they have gone for a Kargil war and they have won that battle. Mm-hmm. And people will be holding garlands in their hands and they will welcome them, which will never happen, madam. So I thought the same way, and I got discharged. And after a few days, again, I had a slip. Slip means drinking for the first time after leaving for some period. So after my first discharge, I was okay. I was doing good for 1.5 months, madam. But life has become monotonous for me. I was having some boredom. So I didn't understand what to do. I thought, okay, let's have a small this thing today. And from tomorrow, we can stop it. Anyhow, we are stopping it all these days, no? I'm feeling bored. There was no excitement at all, no thrill. I wanted to have some fun. And for people like us, alcohol is the first thing comes to our mind when it is about fun.
Okay.
So it is undeniable that alcohol will definitely give fun to the human brain. So I was thinking about that fun and I went and had it. And the next day it didn't stop. It will never stop like that. If we could stop like this, we will never become an alcoholic. Isn't it, madam? It's a mental illness, madam. We people are not bad. We people are not mad. We are sick people.
I see.
Yeah, we are sick people and our sickness is we could not face rejection. We want everyone to accept us. We want everything to go according to our will. We can't take life on life's terms. We want to dictate terms. This is our problem. So after my first sleep, again I went on drinking and my family had put me in the rehab again.
Suresh was admitted to rehab 3 times after this. His father passed away in 2008.
So after my dad passed away, I took a serious decision to quit alcohol.
Okay.
And I was successful for 9 to 10 months, madam. I had some professional problems and because of which I went back to drinking again. Drinking didn't solve my problem. In fact, it aggravated my problems. So later on, I was put into the rehab. So in 2009, second off, I was put into the rehab and I was badly injured at that time and I was bankrupted, financially bankrupted. I lost all the reputation. People started hating me. People started avoiding me. My friends started avoiding me. Everyone was giving lecture to me. Everyone was moralizing to me and I could not take it. I was feeling that I'm worthless. I lost interest in everything. I had thoughts of committing suicide also. And when I did all these things, people started hating me more. He's a coward. He don't know how to lead the life. He knows only to drink. Other than drinking, he's good for nothing. All these statements made like my life more miserable. So one day I went to my manager, my center manager, where I was working. It was my first job.
Okay.
So the center manager, she is like a sister to me. She is few years elder to me. And she counseled me. She told me, Suresh, why do you want to damage your body more? Why are you hurting it more? Why are you troubling your body more? Aren't you sick and tired of all these things? I feel sorry for those people who drink in sorrow. These statements has ignited the desire in me. She was there for me for a couple of years. Whenever I had any problem, I used to call her. She used to give me the confidence. So because of that lady, I had got the desire in me to quit. So she's like a mentor to me. She's like a role model to me. Because of that lady, I got the confidence in me. So that lady has motivated me to take a step against quitting alcohol and I followed her. Today also I speak to her. She is my sponsor. She is my role model. She is everything to me. So she told me, be in a rehab, be there, go to home once in a while, talk to them. All the lesions will get patched up if you are all right.
The treatment process works differently for different people. I asked Dr. Lakshman.
Sure. So any person who is seeking help for these things, they would first have to go through a phase of detoxification, which is letting the body eliminate these substances, alcohol or drugs, in a safe manner. So for that, we administer treatment, medications. There is also monitoring by nurses. So that would be the first part of the treatment. The second part of the treatment would be how to maintain this abstinence or sobriety. So for that, counseling services is very much important, and we also would be thinking about medications to help them achieve this sobriety.
So what do you view as progress in the treatment?
The progress is when one has the self-awareness that there is a problem Yes, I do have a problem with drinking. Yes, I do have a problem with drug use.
To make the patient accept.
Yes, the acceptance, the awareness is the key. Until we get there, it can be an issue in that they can relapse in their alcohol or drug use. So motivating them on a consistent basis to bring forth this acceptance is the key, and that we see is the progress.
Suresh is now sober and works as a counselor at the De-Addiction Center.
And today, I do miss alcohol, madam. Mm-hmm. Really, I love alcohol more than anything else in this world. This is a honest answer from an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I do love alcohol. This is my first love. But the thing is, I can't have it. Because we love so many things and we can't have all those things we love. No, madam. If I drink, I know where I will land up.
Yeah.
Because the bottom goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Already my bottom has gone so deep, and if I drink again, that bottom will go deeper and deeper and deeper. And I can't afford to lose any more in my life. I lost my dad. I can't afford to lose my mom.
Mm.
My relationships have patched up. People are talking to me nicely. They are respecting me. That is a good thing happening with me. But at the same time, I do miss alcohol.
Mm.
Because if any alcoholic says that he hates alcohol, that is a lie. If I tell that I hate alcohol, then I would be lying. And I don't want to lie. I love alcohol, but the fact is that I can't take it. So today I don't have that kick of alcohol, but I do have the kick of something else. Now people, when family calls me and tells, okay, sir, after putting my son in your rehab, he's changing. After coming, he's doing well. He's fine. Because of you, all these things happened. Otherwise, he would have gone. We don't know where he would have gone. When the family tells us all these things, we get some high, isn't it?
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.